Coming up on the show this week.
Ideas that are so bad, they're good.
Why?
Welcome to the Dirt Shed Show this week with Blake Sanson.
And Mr. Ashton.
How's it going, Blake? How's your cheek?
Sore. Yeah, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, we were trying a slap intro and it didn't work out that well.
Never mind.
This week, Bingers, we are talking about ideas that are so bad, they're good.
Brilliant ideas.
And I've got some great examples of it.
I've got a few.
Do you know what got me thinking about this?
What did?
Well, that Alibaba bike we bought, not Alibaba, AliExpress bike that we had built, Owen and Rich built.
Yep.
Rich tested it last week.
Took a few months to get it
on the trail. But we got it.
Yeah.
Tricky to build.
Yeah.
Last week, Rich went out with the Stag.
Yeah.
And did a bit of testing.
Mm-hmm.
It stood up pretty well, I thought.
I've seen it. It's in the workshop downstairs, and it actually looks pretty
premium. It's all right. I mean, there's definitely a few issues, but I think the general consensus and the comments you guys come back with about this was really cool, actually, because a lot of people like... Because that whole bike's from AliExpress.
Yeah.
But you probably wouldn't do that. You'd probably buy a few bits from AliExpress.
Yeah.
Like, the brakes stood up pretty well and worked pretty good.
It's pretty colourful.
How much do you think the brakes were?
Oh, they looked premium, so £185?
£60 for a pair.
£60.
They look like Trick
front
stuff
and
brakes.
Rear.
Yeah.
Okay.
They work pretty good. So originally, there we go. The AliExpress idea was just a bad idea, but it turned out to be pretty good. And we've had some great riding with it already.
Yeah.
We'll see where it goes. Don't know how it's going to last. Mm-hmm. And I'm still asking the question, right? You know, how important is warranty? It is important when things go wrong.
Especially if it's worth a lot of money that you forked out and it's broken within a day or two.
Yeah,
you want your money back or you want the product
back? The problem. How long will it last? Mm. We don't know. But anyway, we'll see. We did have a really good comment, actually, from Benji Bluehat, and he says, Martin is spot on the devil's advocate, because last week I played kind of devil's advocate, a character of Keith.
Okay.
Who would just like buy it on AliExpress because he don't care about warranty.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about having the brand name. He just wants the cheapest bike so he can go and ride on the weekend. And basically, he says that you'll never stop the Keiths.
You will.
There's always going to be a bunch of people out there who just like, don't care. I just want a cheap bike.
Keeps that industry growing, I guess.
Yeah. Can't argue with Keiths.
No, can't argue with Keiths.
Right.
Keiths.
Here. Well, I just chose a name.
Oh.
Don't worry about Keiths too much.
Sorry.
They're not real people. Well, they are. Keiths are.
Oh, you're digging a hole. Carry on, next one.
Talking about ideas that are bad, but I think has turned out flipping good. Have you seen this?
You showed me this morning, just before. This is incredible.
Yeah, this guy is amazing. His name...
But the time that's gone into it, right, the effort... Yeah. The 3D printing to print one of those big objects must have taken hours.
Yeah, it's James Bruton, his name is. He's XRobots UK on Twitter. Instagram, Twitter, show my age there. And I just think this idea is amazing. But what I can't get my mind around, and you as a builder will get this, right? He's just doing so much work.
So much work. And then you show me the video, and he just skims through some parts which would have taken weeks.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he used to be a toy designer. I think you can kind of see that in the product. But when I first saw this, I was like, that is never going to work. That's stupid. It's self-balancing. Self-balancing. It just stands up on its own.
Ridiculous.
You can kick it, and it rights itself.
Yeah.
It can steer by lean.
That's ridiculous.
It can steer by head turn. It's so clever.
It's brilliant.
And I just thought, well, that's a dumb idea, but then it turned out a brilliant thing.
Talk about dumb ideas and electronics, right? Yeah. E-cargo bike. I thought it would be a bad idea. Actually, I thought it was a good idea all the way through, but some people thought it was a bad idea. I made an e-cargo bike.
Yeah, boy, look
at
this thing.
Video coming very soon, but...
Video on Sunday, I think.
That was a bad idea-ish, turned into a really good idea.
I mean, it looks mint now.
Yeah.
It really does look mint. But, I mean, did you get halfway through it at any point and think, what the hell was I thinking? You must have done, because that's so much
work.
Why
is it so long? The chain on it, spoiler alert, is 3.6 metres long.
Fingers, if you don't know why you've done it, who's going to know?
I know, exactly. My kids are going to be sound the back.
But why did you
we
make it
we could all crash together.
But why did you make it that long? You're the one who measured it.
I know, I just... The idea was to put a rooftop tent on it.
I mean, it is massive.
It is massive. It is, yeah. I've picked your 24-inch
wheel. Would it fit in this room?
Yes, it would, yeah.
Yeah.
Not up the stairwell.
Oh my God. So what are we going to look forward to seeing you doing with that bike?
Go bikepacking on it.
All right.
Probably okay. Deliver some packages, like what a cargo bike's supposed to be
a
doing.
A little side hustle.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'll do something like that. Go eat, just eat whatever it is.
Unbelievable. Last week we were also talking about on the channel, because Owen went and checked out the Atherton's gearbox bike, the pinion gearbox.
Yeah.
And I sort of feel like this whole Gates belt drive moment is about to happen in downhill, where mm-hmm. there was nobody really trying to get serious results with these gearbox bikes.
Apart from back in the day with the Honda.
Well, yes and no. But I feel like the belt drive is a really significant change. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, I mean, that Atherton bike looks...
It looks sexy.
Looks good.
Doesn't it look
just, really good. Yeah. The Gammox looks like one of those bikes is going to win a World Cup and someone's going to scoop up $100,000 prize money for doing it.
Is this the year we see general drivetrains disappearing?
I don't know. I mean, on a downhill bike, I think that could be happening. I feel like if they win this year, mm-hmm. people are going to just start throwing derailleurs in the bin.
Definitely.
But on a trail bike or a cross-country bike...
Well, the drag would be quite the drag, dude.
They're so heavy, the gearboxes. But what my point was, 5 years ago, if you said World Cup downhill bikes are going to be belt-driven, you'd been like, that's a bad idea.
Don't do it.
Now it's the new good.
I know.
Yeah, these things come around.
Crazy.
I mean, one of the ones that I thought, oh, look at this. This is a great idea. At first, it looks like a bad idea. But then you realise it's actually brilliant. Look at that. Look at that crank.
Wow.
Basically, you can put the pedal anywhere.
It gives you a different crank length.
Crank lengths.
But on
one crank. But wait a second, right? It's not a crank you buy and use.
Oh, it's a one you...
What it is, Appleman Bicycles basically will send this out to you.
Right.
You can then decide what length you like just by doing some pedal strokes and then send it back and then they give you the crank dimensions for the Appleman cranks that you buy.
No way. No, this
so it looks like who'd have a crank with all these holes in it?
No, it's very
but then
true.
It's like it isn't for that.
That's a really good idea, especially for people that have got a bit of a disability with one leg longer than the other.
I think this is an idea that's bad and will stay bad forever.
This is bad.
This is...
It looks.
I can't even say it.
No, it's...
Togo pedals! Look at this! It's
Look
for barefoot mountain biking.
I need to have a go.
You do? Well, you're welcome to have a go.
I've got some sandals, so Shimano do a sandal cleat shoe. And they're actually really nice.
Right.
They're comfortable. But that looks weird. Imagine you go to the shops and you're like, oh, I've got no shoes, but my pedals can fit my foot.
Look, Togo pedals, you've got to send us a set of these pedals because we've got to see Blake going down the trails doing barefoot mountain biking. Imagine if you drag your foot by accident.
Joe, it'll look like this.
Gravel,
take my toenail off like this. Take the toenail off. This happened.
Oh, no.
That was wearing shoes.
Oh, that is disgusting. We can't use that. I mean, should these be available on the NHS?
Oh, I don't know. No, well, you never know. You might not have five toes.
You might have a camel toe. Wow, stupid ideas. I mean, one of the things you've done that was a really bad idea, but turned out to be like quite enlightening. Your wireless brakes.
Yes. Really bad idea in multiple people's eyes, but in a few, it's actually a really good idea.
I mean, it was bad for so many reasons. But what it made us think in the end, what it made me think in the end, is that, because I kind of was with you on this one right at the start.
You were.
And I was like, oh my God, if you pull that off, it would be crazy.
Yeah.
But once you'd got it working to the level you got it working to, it just made me think, oh, this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry about that.
No, but it's happening. It's going
to, like, it's, there's no way Shimano aren't trying to make this work right now.
Definitely.
Because it, there were some things that were wrong with it. You didn't have the modulation.
No modulation, like, no feedback.
There are things that can be built into the system.
Yeah, resistant bands or something. Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Mark II, maybe? I've been asking.
A bad idea. I don't think you should waste your time. But bad idea that turned out good. I mean, I still love the idea of, like, actually being your brakes.
No, Neil did that and I crashed multiple times.
Yeah, but that's because you had Neil doing it.
I'm not having you.
Have you seen Neil go down a downhill? He falls off all the time.
Yeah, he doesn't use brakes, that's why.
That's why he's on EMBN now.
You use a lot of brake, and I don't want you to use my brakes that much.
I'll be like, Endo. Endo. another really bad idea, just before we go to the news, that you did this year.
Oh, yeah, urban downhill racing. Bad idea, but a really good idea for spectators. It's good fun. It didn't end well for me. Bad idea.
Good video content.
Yeah.
Amazing. Right, let us know in the comments down below if you know of any bad ideas that turned out good. Mm. We'll be getting to hacks and bodges in a little bit, so you can let us actually send us those for next week. But let's get to the news right now with Tom and Toff.
What's up, everyone? Team News Now is slowly dying down, which hopefully means that someday soon I'll be able to do a bit of a deeper dive on new bikes and industry news. But for now, we've got some more signings to get out of the way first and one rather interesting question to try and answer. First up, news that Rafael Richter is joining Crossworks, a great move for the former German national enduro champ to partner with a German brand. I properly love the functionality and the look of the dash, and Rafaela's purple number is built like a beast, partnering up with Intend for their suspension too. In more team news, both Aletha Osgard, who was on the closed transition team, makes the move to the Canyon Collective to race juniors, and former junior world champ Henry Kiefer makes the same transfer to the fully fledged collective after leaving Canyon Pirelli. Kate Courtney's She Sends team will be on Allied Cycleworks bikes. And the last bit of team news this week, the NS Bikes UR downhill team is back. Fabian Cousiny returns as team manager. World Cup winner Alex Fayol returns alongside Tegan Cruz and Kaya Hearn. The Commensal Muckoff team have said goodbye to Fox Suspension and have partnered with RockShox for the 2025 season. And Commensal brings us nicely to our question. At the time of filming, there's one extremely talented rider who's not confirmed where she's heading. Yep, after the closure of Dorval Commensal, Camille Balanche still has not revealed her 2025 plans. And let's just say I've noticed a couple of comments from a very big team on social media. What do you think? Could she be ending up here? Getting back onto some more solid ground now, Kotick have a new beefy with geometry updates, double-decker dropouts for easy rear wheel size switching, and a very cool party trick. You'll want to be night riding all the time because the white colour is actually glow in the dark. Frames will be in stock from February for £699. Build details coming very, very soon from those guys. And an awesome story out of New Zealand to close out. Annie Ford has got to be considered as an endurance specialist after several of her feats, like pedaling from Mexico to Whistler. But her latest challenge has raised a heap of cash for charity and put her in the Guinness Book of World Records. She took to Coronet Peak in New Zealand for an attempt at breaking 50,000 vertical meters in 24 hours. Ford dramatically exceeded her target, smashing 133 laps, getting physio taped and massaged on the lift, 55,727 vertical meters of descent, and over $3,500 raised for regenerative forests to be grown on the very slopes that she was riding. Great work, Annie. That is one hell of a way to get the most out of a lift pass. Okay, that's all I've got time for this week. Let's catch up with Toff for the sickest thing.
Right, this week's sickest thing has to be this new full-length film from Brody Bieber and the Firestarter crew called Inferno. I think it's sick that unlike most riders their age, they've actually decided to stack footage for over a year rather than putting out individual clips all over the internet for like quick validation and greasy dopamine spikes and views. Like, they're gonna surely look back and be really proud of this. As someone who started my bike life in 2003, I can't help but be a super fan of the trick selection, the filming and the editing on this one. I think it's cool that they spot touristed the legendary Jar Drop, but I genuinely lost my when I heard that song from Drop In Season 3, Episode 10 in the Kamloops section when they're eyeing up the ore drop. So yeah, shouts to Ian Barcelos for sending that one, and he went so deep. And it's just such sick respect on the history. There's loads of sick riding in this and the whole crew killed it. It's definitely worth checking this one out. Right, that's my sickest thing this week. Time to go back to the shed.
Incredible news there. Thank you very much, Tom. Now it's time for hacks. No, it's not time for hacks and bodges.
No.
It's time for Hound and Beagles.
Yeah, Hounds and Beagles this week, mm-hmm. because last week I done a shout out.
You did.
For trail dogs, right? Yep. I want to make a trail dog video. I can't wait. But I need some trail dogs. I need your trail dogs, right? So you've been sending them in. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate it. Keep them coming because I want to build this video of some dogs out on the trail.
Oh. Yeah. We're going to kick it off with this little clip here. Take a look at this one. This is Dobby.
Yeah.
Running through with a stick in his mouth.
Yeah, I love this.
Scrubbing.
Had a pretty bad start to life, so he gave him a home forever. That is actually pretty cool.
That is cool. What a way to start off.
I just think they look like they're having such a good time when they're out on the trail.
Yeah.
I love it.
Brilliant.
Yeah, actually, do you know what I thought you could call the rider in front of a dog when you're doing trail dogging?
Hush. Mush, mush.
The dog lead. Good, isn't it? Yeah, because you're the dog lead on the bike. Good, yeah. Right, so next one we've got is... This is Mia. Look at Mia.
Mia
looks well.
She's 3 years old, Australian. Kelpie, living her best life in Herefordshire.
Out in Ford, love that.
Forrester Dean.
I guess we're going to give a GMBM race top to one of these because they're helping us promote the trail dog video idea.
I don't think we have a dog race jersey.
We'll have to give it to the dog lead. It's working.
It's working.
Yeah. What I do think is these guys might be stars of the videos themselves. So I'm not counting these dogs out, by the way. Mia and Dobby might be in.
Yeah.
And lastly, we have got... this is our beloved Vara Marana. She always loved riding with the family.
Whoa.
She always loved riding... That... I'm not going to say anymore, but... That sounds like past tense. But a lovely looking dog out on the trail.
She always loved riding.
With her little master.
Does that mean?
I don't think we should dwell on it. But it's a beautiful looking dog. I love the trail dog stories.
Trail
I want to get some sick video done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do it, Mark.
Definitely. Thank you for sending your trail dogs in. I'm not going to... Should we award a race top? I think I'm going to reward a race top to...
Scrub-a-dub-dub and top.
Yeah, Dobby. Dobby, because of the video action.
Yeah.
Okay, that
was good to see them in
action. That was the differential this week. It was video action. Video action's going to definitely help with my trail dog video idea.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you've got a trail dog, send us a little clip, a little video clip, or maybe just a photo that really describes your dog. Bit of story, tell us about you and your relationship in the GMBN uploader link down below, and we'll make a trail dog video like no other.
Cannot wait.
Also this week, I would also like you to send us your really bad hacks and bodges ideas that turned out good.
Yeah.
Like, for our bad that went good.
Like this cargo bike.
Like that.
That's a hack.
Love it. Right, next up, it is time to talk about the GMBN store.
Oh, yes. I'm a sucker. I've just been on there and I went and ordered some new GMBN hoodies. I'm a sucker for the black and white. I actually love the GMBN logo on black, especially the hoodie. Oversized XL is my favourite.
Yeah, I really like... We've got new year, new gear still going on, 10% off in their store for some of that stuff. And we've also got our shop sale on where there's some great deals.
That's
so you can click through to there. Yeah. So don't miss out. We love that support, as we do with the YouTube memberships, you know, Trail Boss or Trail Crew tiers. You get your loyalty badges.
I'm seeing them more and more in the comments.
Custom
emojis.
Brilliant. Yeah, we've got some in our caption contest, actually, this week. Yeah. So love all that support. Thank you very much for that. Right, let's get into things we like this week.
Things we like this week. I'm going to kick it off with this one. It's a hydraulic... gyro.
Yeah, I thought you'd like this.
I'd love it.
I thought you'd like it.
I love it. But they always look big, though.
They are chunky.
Yeah.
They are chunky, because I guess there's an awful lot going in
there.
But this is from Owl Suspension. Mm-hmm. It's their gyro. I thought, back in the day, when you were dirt jumping, this would have been the dream. Right?
I've got the Atom Lab, one of the original Atom Lab hydraulic gyro.
Yeah.
Didn't really work that well then.
No.
But the trick stuff one nowadays is pretty good.
Looks,
this one's new.
looks pretty cool. Mm-hmm. It reminds me once of I used to use, because I was trials rider, I used Magura brakes all
Didn't
the time. Right, yeah. Never mentioned that
Never
before.
Mentioned trials.
Never mentioned trials before. Funny, right? And I was about to go up this rock at one time, and the handlebars snapped upwards. Happens quite a lot with trials. The handlebars snap upwards rather than downwards.
Yeah.
And the bars span like that, but because it's Magura brakes and you pulled the thing off, you just get like a really sort of humiliating like of like hydraulic fluid all over your face as it all spins. That's what those gyro stems make me think of. You're going to spin it once and just get like on.
Get squirted.
Absolutely. Nightmare. But cool idea. Like it. Neat. Meat.
Good idea.
What about this pump track design? Oh. Well, it's more than a pump track. It's more like a trail track. It's from Ben Cherb. He actually designs pump tracks for a living, ex-BMXer.
Imagine that.
I want this place to be real.
Please. Imagine the just arm pump and the leg pump on that.
But some of those rollers into those big doubles look so nice.
You can get proper flow on
it. I mean, I'm talking about it like as if I do it, but it'll be so nice to watch you do it.
Chainless. Imagine. That is the challenge, to ride the whole thing, no chain, just pumping.
Ben Cherb, just build it. Just build it and they will come.
It will come.
That's the meme, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Talking of memes.
Oh, look at this.
I don't get it. Is this...
I've scratched my head now, but I scratched my head on this.
So it's Lewis Hamilton being announced kind of like a Scott bike rider, but that's, now Matt off screen has just told us that this is a nod to Michael Schumacher when he signed for Ferrari and he was outside the factory, which is what Lewis Hamilton was gesturing towards. But now Scott have put it on their bike. I don't get it. Is he on? I don't know anymore.
Well, it says hashtag meme.
This is part of things we like this week, but I don't know if I like this.
It was a head scratcher. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know if I like it. I want to know what's real and what's not. Next week, I'm going to do things I'm not that chuffed about.
It's hard nowadays with AI.
Are you even real? Sometimes I think you're not.
No. Oh, I'm a figure of your imagination.
You're on fire this week.
Oh, I know.
Right, let's do caption contest. Right, time for caption contest. Here is Rich.
He looks like Grinch.
Oh, he does, yeah.
If you just paint him green.
He's doing one of those things before we go any further. What he's trying to do is get out of shot so we can get a shot of the bike stood, and then he jumps back in and catches it.
Yeah, you don't want to drop that, nice, can you?
It's, hey, when you're a video creator, this is a common thing, you know.
You look like that.
This happens every week. Right, so we've got some great captions from this. We've got Sepster, who is a YouTube member, and he's saying, now, are you really sure Owen didn't rebuild this one from some AliExpress parts? Hoping not. That definitely hasn't got AliExpress parts on it.
No, it doesn't,
that
does
is
it?
Nice. Next up, we've got Jonathan Wheat. Also a YouTube member.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
New
2026 e-bike. You don't need to ride it. It will go down the trails by itself. That's not that funny, actually. After seeing the old Jimball bike earlier
on. Imagine that.
That bike literally could have ridden itself.
Yeah. And it could do its own geometry and everything on that
thing. Sounds like an insult, isn't it? Go ride yourself. Go ride yourself. Sorry, I was enjoying saying that. And we've also got this one from De Fleet, and he says, this is not the bike you're looking for, Keith.
Oh, no, so I've just been told where Keith's come from. I'm Keith.
You are Keith, yes. We used you as a Keith last week.
Thanks to Matt.
Yeah, thank you, Matt. Well done, Matt. Sorry about that. But being a Keith is not an insult. Being a Keith is just someone... And I'm sorry to all the Keefs out there. I've just chose this name, like, from random. But being a Keef is just like someone who wants to get a good deal.
Yeah, that's me.
You know, and is not necessarily worried about the things like, you know, warranties and, you know...
Mm, no, I am.
I am worried about
warranties. Yeah,
I'm worried about a warranty.
Well, I earn money.
And we've got one more caption this week for you to choose from, Blake, because you're choosing the winner and giving away the stunt mug. It is, when you trust your bike more than gravity.
Ooh.
None of them are massively funny this week.
I like Keith, though.
You like Keith.
Yeah, because now I know the narrative, the story behind why Keith.
There you go. Our super fan, De Fleet, wins the stunt mug this week. Please do a stunt with it now, Blake. pretty good. It can pull that stunt off, and many others enjoy when you receive it. If you would like to win one of these said mugs next week, then give us a caption for this shot of Steve.
Steve. What does that say? Squatting Social Dog Park.
Social Dog Park. I mean, Steve. The look on Steve's face makes me think he's doing something else.
Squatting.
Give us your caption for
laying
that.
Laying a dog bone.
Give us your caption for that in the comments for next week. Laying a dog bone.
Dogs do like eating poo.
Coming up on the channel this week. Blake, what are we starting with?
Ooh, building my dream XC hardtail. Actually, I'm not. Rich is, because he loves an XC hardtail. I do, but...
So Rich gets to ride it.
He gets to ride it. He gets to keep it. It's really nice.
This Rich guy. Talking of Rich.
He's rich.
We've got things I learned from 5 years of epic rides.
That's
from
a lot
Rich.
Of epic rides.
Do you know what? When he first started, the first thing we did was go on an epic ride.
Yeah.
Sent him off to Chile straight
we did,
away.
Yeah. Sent him off down there.
Yeah, and now we wonder why he's got a bad back.
carrying us.
Yeah, and then we've also got one from you, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Super e-cargo bike.
Yeah.
I built an e-cargo in my garage, and I actually went to town on this one. And actually,
a bad idea that went good or not.
We don't know. Well, hopefully it doesn't snap on me.
I can't wait to see you take it down a trail. There's no way it's getting around any corners.
It will. Watch this.
We should race. Me on the tandem, you on the cargo bike.
Yeah.
Because they're the same lengths.
Is that a good idea? That's a good idea.
Push me off the top.
It's a bad idea, but it's really good.
Oh, the theme in this show. We are absolutely on fire.
Yes, we are.
Right, let's get into the bike vaults. It's the bike vault. Yeah. It is the bike vault, and we are starting with a family vault. We have got Benjamin Brearley, our first...
What a show-off!
No, but it's the family vault. It's the family vault. It's the family's bikes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
I like that a lot. It's Dad's NS Rag, NS Metropolis, Ibis Ripmo AF, Mum's NS Snab, Son's Giant Trance, and Giant Yukon, Daughter's Marin San Quentin, and GT Mini BMX. Fantastic. What?
I like the gravel bike right at the end.
I don't. Super nice. Well done, Benjamin.
Oh, Nathan Pickett.
Nathan Pickett.
He picked well on that one, I tell you. I love the tan walls.
Yeah, finally got some bronze wall tyres. He's calling them bronze walls.
Can I say super nice?
It's up to you, dude.
Super nice
it is. Next up, we've got Marco Delport's... this is Scott.
From South Africa?
No, it's not. It's a giant.
Delport.
It's a giant anthem,
Marco
sorry.
Marco Delport.
I've got Lewis Hamilton on my mind. It's a giant.
No, that's Marco Delport.
Yeah, but... It's a giant, and we're saying it's a... super nice. Next, bloody big, that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's bloody big.
Shepage.
Next up, Elijah Hoovensian.
I'm glad you said that name.
He's on a Specialized Hoovensian.
That's very nice. Look at that.
Yeah.
Most capable 140mm bike that I've ever ridden. That's
really?
Claim to fame, that one there.
Absolutely.
That's really nice. Orange grips, tan walls. Green. Big fan of green.
You're a man of simple tastes. Ferrelia.
Oh, yeah.
Ferrelia. That's hard to say.
It's not drive side. It's a... We are... You know, it's a Focus Jam.
It's also an e-bike. Doesn't rule you out, but it makes it harder. Makes it harder.
And you didn't make it... You know, you made it even harder for yourself because it's non-drive side.
Yeah, and if there's a stickler for whether it's drive side or non-drive side, it's this guy. So...
I want to see your gears.
Ferrula, it's a nice from us.
Ooh!
Next up...
Super nice, straight out. Maybe because of the sunset.
Gregor's Raras is... this is a Marin... So is this the Matt Jones replica bike?
Yeah.
The Marin? Yeah.
From Poland. Nice.
I don't know that bike. I don't know that bike. Are you having a stroke?
Rzeszwo, Poland?
Rezal.
Rezal?
Yeah, that's hard to pronounce.
Hey, here's one for you. J.S. Impreza. Tu es Impreza. Where's the party? Here's the party. That's what that means.
What, that's a super nice, is it?
Yeah, super nice. Super come on, nice, sheesh. Super nice.
Next up, we've got Anthony Coponegro's Canyon. Love it. Love it.
Spectral On. I do love these bikes. I've got one with a range extender. Beautiful bike. Really light. Good fun to ride.
Nothing bad to say. Drive side as well. Well done. Next up, Chris Boardman.
Ooh.
The Chris Boardman?
The Chris Boardman with a Nuke Proof? Has he bought Nuke Proof titled in for
that? Oh, that would be great. Just bring back Nuke Proof,
yeah,
everybody.
Can I say super nice?
He's in Cody Brennan. We're not sure it's a Chris Boardman, and he may well be a nicer guy than the Chris Boardman we're hinting it might be. You never know.
Super nice.
And we're out the bike vault on that shocker.
Brilliant show.
Was it Chris Boardman or not? Who knows?
Who knows? Let us know.
Well, it was Chris Boardman. Was it that Chris Boardman?
Well, the guy who makes bicycles.
You know what we're saying. Great show, wasn't it? Loved it.
Brilliant, Martin.
Let us know about your bad ideas that turned good. Let us know about the bad ideas that turned good that we told you about and...
And the ones that went south, not so good.
Yeah. And from us, we'll see you next week.
See ya. Thoroughly enjoyed that one, Martin.
I didn't like it.
All right. I did.
It was the guy I was with.
What, Matt?
No, you.
Oh.
It's always you.